Proverbs 6, 12 through 14 says, "A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. He winketh with his eyes, he speaketh with his feet, he teacheth with his fingers. Frowardness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief continually. He soweth discord." Now, with the help of the entertainment industry, the word naughty holds an almost comical sense to it. "You've been a naughty boy." And those sorts of tongue-in-cheek uses of the word have caused it to lose its punch. But make no mistake, when the Bible refers to someone being naughty, it usually defines the word for us right in the text, as it does right here. "A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth." We're given some of the telltale signs by noticing his gestures. In verse 13, it begins with, "He winketh with his eyes." Have you ever known a guy that he just flat out lies and then winks at you, or winks at the person he's in cahoots with? And some people do that jokingly and that sort of thing. But there are some people, that's how sneaky they are all the time. Matthew Henry describes it this way, quote, "Thus he carries on his plot. Those about him whom he makes use of as the tools of his wickedness understand the ill meaning of a wink of his eye, a stamp of his feet, the least motion of his fingers. He gives orders for evil doing, and yet would not be thought to do so, but has ways of concealing what he does so that he may not be suspected." End quote. In other words, he's a sneak. He's slimy, secretive, and dishonest, like Judas Iscariot. Matthew 14, 43 through 46 tells us, "And immediately while he yet spake, cometh Judas, one of the 12." Jesus is speaking here. "And with him a great multitude with swords and staves, from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. And he that betrayed him had given them a token." He's not going to say anything, but he's told them what his token will be, saying, "Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Take him and lead him away safely." And as soon as he was come, he goeth straightway to him and saith, "Master, Master," and kissed him. And they laid their hands on him and took him. Judas never said a word of accusation. He simply pretended to be honoring his master. And he greeted Jesus with a friendly greeting, kiss on the cheek, which was normal, and you'd still see that in the Middle East to this day. To what end? He was setting Jesus up to be murdered. When a man or woman comes off as disingenuous, sly, and sneaky, don't ignore that. Don't ignore the red flags. Since I've been a Christian over the years, I've heard some terrible teaching on this, and they'll tell people, you should trust everyone, and you should not be suspicious, and judge not, and that sort of thing. There's been times when I warned others about someone like this, and that person fit the description of a naughty person. And only I was then accused of being judgmental, or maybe just being too suspicious of others. But listen, it almost always turned out to be the correct discernment. And I didn't go make accusations and that sort of thing, but I just warned folks. And some of this, they didn't like it. But those criticizing me for my discernment, they simply didn't pick up on the red flags. They lacked discernment to see this wicked person. And listen, failure to do so can have terrible results because, well, as the text says, frowardness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief continually. He soweth discord, a thing God hates. We'll look at in our next devotional. So if you choose to ignore God's warning, it's to your own peril. God's intel is here for a purpose, and the wise man will hear and take heed and beware of the naughty person, because God has told us ahead of time we're going to deal with people like this. Be wise. Beware of the naughty person.